Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions or Freestyle Friday, no matter what, it's on Distraction Network. I am your host, Holiday. And I'm giving you a Freestyle Friday. I'm giving you a rare Freestyle Friday because I am here on a Friday to give it to you. I felt like after the last couple of weeks of not sending you guys anything or posting anything for you guys, I should at least give you guys something today. We are about 18 days or so from the election, and there's a lot going on. I still, for one, don't understand. Well, there's a lot of millennials and Gen Z and Gen Alphas out here that they're watching this, and a lot of you guys are wondering, like, has it always been this way? Has presidents always been this weird? Are people running for president always been this weird? I'm going to say probably. I wasn't there for all of it. We in America have been really good over the past maybe 50 years or so. I want to say these presidents are lieutenant people running for president, showing a sense of control and constraint. Now, I think that happened right after the Jim Crow era, when they realized that they couldn't act the ass. Because black people are voting now. You can't act the ass and expect our vote. So they start calming that shit down. And that worked good for them for a good 50 years or so now. To the point where you have me, I'm registered independent. I voted a lot Republican, except for, I think my last time I went, I didn't vote all Democrat. I've been voting Democrat a lot lately, but there's always a sprinkle of Republican in there. However, not anymore. I think last time I did vote like one red dot. Now it's all blue, no matter who. I make sure I know who I'm voting for, though. But all blue. But what I'm saying is, because now there's no constraint with the politics. There's no constraint with the policies and the politics. And I think Kamala's out there doing what she needs to be doing. You got that lunatic ass Donald Trump, which is what he's doing is not like lunacy from when he grew up, but just think about that shit. The dude was, I was born in 82. When I was born in 82, that dude was already 40. Oh, damn, they're 40. Let me see. He's born like 46. So he was like 36. So, anyway, that dude old. And that's what I'm saying. Like his actions are, they're normal for someone his age. Like that's why when him and Joe Biden was debating, like that shit ended up at golf or black jobs and stuff like that. That's regular. That's who they are. And I've always said that's who they are. They are the same person, except for one would say that shit low, one would say that shit in your face. And I personally like it when people are constrained enough not to diss me in front of my face. I think you're a bitch if someone ditch you in front of your face and you just let them. Or that makes you want to hug them. Like, that's some bitch shit. I'm not going to vote for somebody that's talking shit in front of my face. Like, you need to at least pretend like you like me. And I kind of feel like even though they have those same thoughts in the beginning, one of them is at least trying to be a better person. Which made me happy that he dropped out. Now we got to talk about Kamala. I, for one, I was going to vote for Kamala 4 years ago. That's who I ran behind until she was. It was no more Kamala, just like for Hillary. It was Hillary all the way. But she is doing exactly what I think she needs to do. Now, first of all, like a lot of America is weird. We are as a country as a whole, it's a racist country, which is why Trump has no problems getting elected or getting votes. This country is racist, very racist. This country is also sexist. Are we just as sexist as we were 8 years ago? We'll find out in about 18 days. But I think Kamala's doing everything that she needs to do. So, and I say that to say, she's not sitting there letting him talk about her. They're not doing anything about it. She's not taking the high road. She has jokes and chuckles for him too. And that's the way that you got to combat him. You get him off his rocket. That's the way I would have done it. Like, we couldn't have had no debate. Because that debate, as soon as he would have got off track, we would have stayed off track. And he wouldn't have got a word in. It would be so funny. I could join all day. And I would have did that. So I think she's doing what she needs to do. However, America is still a racist and a sexist country. And I think one of the things that we did this week that was wrong was we put all of this on black men. Black men are not the power that gave black men are not the group of people that gave Donald Trump his seat last time. It was white to women. The exact opposite. It was white women. And I've talked to a lot of white women myself and about the vote. And these white women, they are very strong at women should not lead, which is it's contrary because these women are like in leadership positions. But they believe women can't lead. I think that's weird. I think that's the weirdest shit ever. I think it's also a cover for them to support their husbands and their children on whatever, because a lot of the times they're not thinking on their own. Because there's no way a woman could raise a family, lead a family, and then say a woman shouldn't lead. There's no way that you can be a leader, a manager at your position. A top manager is your position, or CIO, or CEO, or owner of a company, and say a woman cannot lead. They should not be leading. Like, it's weird. Also, America's the only first world country that has not had a woman leader. Again, it's because they're racist and they're sexist. But I just wanted to say that we shouldn't be holding these black men feet to the fire. That vote for Trump. I mean, we definitely should be holding their feet to the fire at a certain temperature, but the real perpetrators or the real violators are the white women that refuse to vote for a woman because she's a woman. It's weird. It's self-hatred. self-deprecation. I don't understand that. Anyway, but for all you millennials, well, you millennials are my age, but younger millennials, Gen Z and Gen Alpha. Other than the last 50 years, presidents have been just like this. You could read the stories on Calvin Coolidge. You could read the stories on Andrew Jackson. Even though they hide it and try to hide it, there's stories about George Washington, the very first one. Definitely take some time out and read that stuff. It is... You'll find out this is normal. This is actually normal. The last 50 years before Obama, you could say before, I wasn't really paying attention with Bush and Gore because I was in the middle of the ocean, but it's there. But that's all I have. I wanted to stop at 10 minutes. So you guys take care. Be safe. Holla.